You can imagine the hype among reporters and journalists caused by the news of a priest with the stigmata. In this video, we have a look at the experience of one of these reporters. Welcome to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin monk, mystic and miracle worker, whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week, on Monday, Wednesday and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member or a friend. I'd like to take a moment to thank the members of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program for your financial help and support. You are the ones who are making these videos possible for everyone. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly. If you're not yet a member of this special program, but you would like to be, then just click the link in the description below to find out more. And now to our story. On September 20th, 1918, after celebrating Mass, Padre Pio noticed the stigmata on his body. Even though this was kept secret, the news leaked to the public, and of course it didn't take long for the media to react. The Corriere della Sera, an Italian daily newspaper published in Milan, quickly sent their reporter Luis Battazzi from Rome to find out firsthand in what kind of mess did this infamous saint put himself, and what was the sham he had prepared, which did not seem to be such a small sham, giving church's reaction to keep it under wraps. So Luis Battazzi went to San Giovanni Rotondo in search of an exciting story of fraud. But seeing that silent crowd filling the church surroundings, or crowding around the confessional for hours on end, as well as cars arriving from all over Italy and other countries, the journalists began to question whether Padre Pio was really an imposter, a seducer of the crowd, a profiteer, as it was declared. Was there really something wrong there, something dangerous for public order? If everything was taking place in an atmosphere of holy peace, silence and prayer, without any hint of fanaticism. Eventually, and it was not easy, Luis Battazzi managed to get closer to Padre Pio and exchange a few words with him. Those few words with Padre Pio were enough for him to realize how cold he was in his attempt to make a journalistic scoop, to denounce the sham that was made around the holiness of the friar. He quickly gave up. The reality was quite different than what he thought. On his way back to Rome, he began to scribble something for his newspaper right there on the train. Among other things, he wrote, "Padre Pio of Pietrelcina, between 35 and 36 years old, is very different from the portrait of him that is sold here of someone so ugly that he seems to have been printed by the devil. But when you talk to him, he is quite the opposite. A handsome young man. He has a dark blonde beard, gray hair on the temples, a serene and humble look, and a soft voice, a voice that descends into one's soul and is never forgotten. Listening to him and looking at him, one has the impression that he alone is unaware of the fame of holiness that surrounds him." Now, Padre Pio was not an exception when it came to being ridiculed by the masses. It seems that most, if not all, saints are generally misunderstood and despised. Even our Lord. Maybe you recall when Nathanael asks the question, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Referring to, of course, Jesus. Or when Jesus visits his hometown and people ask, "Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Jude and Simon? Are not also his sisters here with us?" And they were scandalized in regard of him. From this story, we can clearly see how the media portrayed Padre Pio as some kind of imposter. They served their readers a portrait of an ugly friar who is ready to scam his way to fame. But in search of a sensational story that would arouse shock and attract many readers, the reporter instead found a humble man who, as he wrote, is unaware of the fame of holiness that surrounds him. I can easily imagine Padre Pio being occupied with his service to the community, immersed in his work, while his fame just grew and grew. The newspaper was probably disappointed with Luis Batazzi's report. They probably considered it terribly boring. But little did anyone know at the time that decades and decades after these events, people would still show great interest in this fascinating saint, Padre Pio. And let's end this video with the words of Jesus from the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, click the reminder bell, and share with your friends to help promote our channel. But the best way to get involved in our Padre Pio apostolate is to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below. Check out the videos on the end screen and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.